The thing that he's committed to that I think is really informative is that, I mean, he's committed to the idea of music being more than just, you know, ditties and hits and casual things. I mean, we know that because we put on music and I mean, we, you know, we're moved by it. I mean, people are by, you know, an array of music at all times. Like, but when it gets to be, if you think about what's most important to you, that song that just, like, life would be less without that song, and then you take that feeling and you say, well, you know, that song isn't just these characteristics lined up, or it doesn't just have this effect. I mean, that song is the power of music, you know, that it's an appeal to, like, the brain through the ears, you know, it's just like, to the world of imagination and to hopes and desires and all those things. So, you know, whatever it is that's you know, deepest in us, it's an appeal to that through the years. And then you start exploring that and you think, I mean, it can be its own little, you bring the magnifying glass up to it or you put it under the microscope. I mean, it has its whole, like, world. I mean, it's like an, you know, like a organism, like, you know, or something like that. You know, it's, yeah, like there's real dynamic to it, to the way, like, you know, to the way, you know, musical scales happen, and to the way that, you know, sound carries. And one way, I think, of putting that is, you know, an exploration of the as Justin's doing it, the sound vibration aspect. And so then all of a sudden you get to a certain consequence of pursuing that, and it's, you know, it's affecting the voice in a kind of psychedelic, you know, startling way. And it's like, well, does someone just do that because they think that, well, anything they do is just, you know, hot shit, and that, you know, their voice is like, you know, they've got a King Midas voice, and, you know, any sound they utter is gold or something like that? Or does someone do that because they're pursuing something in a very engrossed, genuine way, and that doing that, you know, affecting one's voice and seeing what can happen is just part of the exploration of that. And really, I mean, one of the amazing things is losing a certain self-consciousness about that. So there's these two angles. I mean, you can either believe in it or not believe in it, and it really doesn't matter, because, I mean, if he was making really stupid music, you know, or if he was just making, you know, it's like wow, like weird sounding things, and just like getting on the mic and going, you know, like, you know, yeah, you know, whatever, I mean, whatever we could do to, like, really lame it out. I mean, you could lame it out, like, you know, I mean, it's just like, I imagine there's good and bad, like, you know, scientists or something. Look, you know, some people see something, you know, really, really amazing with depth, and some people see just, like, you know, shit they learn in a textbook, and all they want to know is, you know, is it meatloaf for dinner?